Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is that time of the week. We're going to have a little Kiss the Baby segment here as we try to create a perfect playoff field. So if you're unfamiliar, every week we eliminate another team from the postseason. The rule in the Cats, though, of course, is you have to eliminate teams before they're actually eliminated. So you can't just, like, hold the Jets until week 17. They'll be eliminated far before that. So we do it each week, and this year the callers are part of the team. So this week, Scott in King of Prussia is our caller entry, which means he won. The Hess truck. Congratulations, Scott. We're excited to have you as part of Kiss the Baby, and you got yourself a 2025 Hess stock car racer. How you doing, Scott?
Doing well. Greetings, guys.
Greetings, Scott. All right, so Kyle, why don't you tell the audience who Scott and the callers have already eliminated?
All right, Scott. So you and the callers have already eliminated the New Orleans Saints, Jacksonville Jags, Tennessee Titans, Minnesota Vikings, Seattle Seahawks, New York Jets, Washington Commanders, and the Miami Dolphins.
All right, Scott, who are you going to knock out this week for the callers and the listeners?
The Cleveland Browns.
That's a layup. That's a good one, Scott. Not it bad. Absolutely is. So, Scott, good phone call, man. We appreciate you being part of Kiss the Baby, and you got yourself the Hess toy truck. And you could go, everyone could go on HessToyTruck.com to get yours, the 2025 edition. All right, so Scott went first for the callers. Order this week. Scott, with the callers, Kyle, Hugh, and I will go last. That puts Kyle up next this week.
Yeah, and I appreciate Scott giving me... This is all falling into place for me.
Yeah, is it?
Like the way this is going so far.
By the way,
far.
The callers have done a decent job. I think the
decent.
Seahawks one
Seahawks
is going to...
Seahawks is a very bad
one. Yeah, that one's going to hurt.
But they left one for me that I was hoping would be left for
what
me.
What do you got?
You can't give up, or you can't throw for 500 yards and still lose to the Chicago Bears.
Mm.
They're going to be trading players away. They've already started trading players away. Yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals are packing it in. They're waving the white flag, and
pack
they're officially
up,
eliminated from the playoffs.
It is a wrap. Okay, all right, Kyle takes the Bengals out this week. Hugh Douglas, who are you eliminating?
Ooh, I have so many different teams to choose from. Mm. I think I'm going to go in our division. But which team am I going to eliminate? Because it looks like all three of them ain't going.
You haven't eliminated any NFC teams?
Is this, no. Is this Hugh's admission that the East is a wrap?
Wait a second. Maybe this informs his take yesterday. He hasn't eliminated a single NFC East team yet? These teams
yet.
Suck, man.
This is selfish by Hugh. He wants to kiss the baby playoff. Picture.
No. I'm just saying. Listen, like I said, I'm still locked in, but I think I'm gonna go with the Commodores. Commodores are out of this thing.
Okay. Well, I agree with you on that.
Okay.
All right. So the Commanders have officially been eliminated.
Well, once you eliminate two more, then you have officially. All right. So we were trying to figure out when Hugh would officially call it.
I know.
Once he kisses the baby on all three other NFC's teams, when he officially calls.
I mean, you can't fight that, right? That's just math.
That's banner day for Hugh.
Can't fight that logic. That'd be about 9 weeks from now.
Nine weeks from now.
Yeah, let me
hold on.
I got news for you. These teams are going to be eliminated before 9 weeks.
Yeah,
from
now. I'm just
9 weeks.
Down.
The playoffs will have started.
Yes.
We're about to start getting real eliminations. Probably soon.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're right. For like the Jets and Browns.
Got to keep an eye on
you. Do
yeah.
All right. Well, so I wrote a couple teams down. You guys picked some off this week on my my choices, but that's all right. I had the last pick this week, so. I dropped down my list, and I think it's just appropriate after the last couple days, after Hugh took out the Commanders, and after I declared the division over, and after they threw up on themselves at home last night, that I officially eliminate the Dallas Cowboys from playoff contention. It is over. We kiss the baby on the 3-5-1 Cowboys.
What have I done to deserve this?
See you, Jerry. Maybe next year, but they're out for this season. So I kiss the baby on the Cowboys.
Hold on. They're adding to their team at the deadline.
Yeah, that's wonderful. They could
they didn't know that you kissed the baby on
They just got torched by Jacoby Brissett. Did you see the corner on his standing on his head as Harrison scored that touchdown? Yeah, the Cowboys.
De'Ron Bland might be a horrendous contract.
It's terrible. I mean, they're all bad contracts.
He got dominated by Marvin Harrison last
night. Team stinks. And by the way, so the Cowboys, I think next they have a bye. Then they play the Raiders, who they'll probably beat, right? But then
you just never know.
After that, I think they have Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, back-to-back-to-back. So,
you know them back-to-back.
Yeah. Well, they're done.
And I remember, because yesterday this was a whole like, well, the Cowboys have Cardinals and then the Raiders before us, and we have the Packers and the Lions.
They lost.
But the Cowboys lost to one of those teams.
Yes.
You can't do that.
You cannot.
You cannot do that.
They are 3-5-1 and headed down. I eliminate the Dallas Cowboys this week. All right, 215-592-9494. For now, we gave away one prize, but this four-pack of tickets is hanging out there to the Flyers game.
I'm going to put it out there yet again because we're getting to the wee hours of the show.
We are.
I've asked a lot of people on the phones.
Okay.
What their guess was.
Nobody told
me the correct
Nobody's
one.
Close yet. All right. So what about that fourth clue? Should we just give away the fourth clue?
I feel like we have to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hugh.
Y'all ready?
Clue number 4 for Hugh's clues today.
I played in the city. Professional sports.
Well, you didn't play many places, so I mean,
no, I'm just saying. I felt I should say that because somebody might guess Central State. You know what I mean? So I was there.
Well, that's actually in the Midwest.
Yeah, still far too many guesses in the actual Midwest. After we missed all that,
is a disaster. Oh, let's go to Troy in the Northeast. What's up, Troy?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Troy.
I gotta say, yo, Hugh.
Yes.
You can't do Hugh clues no more, man. We're going to change it to Kyle's clues, man.
They're mine.
We have done Q's clues before.
Yeah, we did that once, yeah.
I love you, man, but listen, if you want to say you live in the city, that could be Magic City, man. We've been living there for a long time, brother. So stop it, clue.
I haven't been to Magic City since, when was that, March?
It was June. That's not even that long ago.
It was in June?
Yeah, you called us next
from
morning.
Magic City. Yeah,
just a few months ago.
Listen, man, you got to do better, man. But I think I do got the answer at the end of this conversation.
All right. So what do you think? What do you want the Eagles to go get?
I want the Eagles. First of all, I want to get rid of Dylan, man, because we're not using him, and we need to get some of them draft picks back. That's what I think they need to start prioritizing. And I want an O-line, like everybody else been saying. I need an O-lineman because we got to get that depth. If we're going to start running in the cold weather, we got to make sure we have somebody that's going to block for these guys.
No doubt.
I mean, Biggs being for Saquon. So, I mean, that's what we got to focus on. I don't think any other splash is going to happen. We're not going to get Henderson. We're not going to get a safety or a cornerback. So we might as well just go for a lineman.
Troy, I'm with you. It's a smart idea, and especially because we're using Fred Johnson so much as the sixth O-line, you know, a lot of these run plays. So, you know, it's like we're really starting six offensive linemen with how often we're using them. We need more depth there. All right, Troy, what do you got? What's the guess?
All right. I mean, he basically gave it away. It's
got to
be Jacksonville.
You're so close.
Troy, it's not, man. And we were I'm sorry. I apologize. On behalf of the show, I apologize today.
Why?
Because we're dangling this carrot out in front of people. Of four tickets to hang out with us at the Flyers game. And you've got people twisted into a pretzel here with your logic.
Technically, I didn't live in Jacksonville.
It's the worst huge coincidence.
You played in Jacksonville.
Okay, I did.
Yeah.
But
the answer's not Jacksonville.
I didn't live in Jacksonville.
Where'd you live? Like in a town outside Jacksonville?
Well, no. I had to be there for work. But as soon as I left work, I was not.
But you had a house there, didn't you?
I had to stay there. But as soon as I got cut, I left. So that technically is not a place that I stayed.
What are you talking about?
I just resided there for like a hot minute, like 6 months.
You had a home and an address, yeah. And mail came to your house.
Nah, I had to go to the house in Georgia.
Well, I still think you lived there, but that's not the answer. Anyway.
No, it's not the answer.
Oh, jeez. Let's go to Drew in Broomall. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Hey guys, first time calling in to your show. I think you guys got the best show of the three during the day. Jody Cameron thinks his job's way too important.
Shots at other shows.
We love Jody Cameron. Right? We appreciate you listening to our show.
We love Jody Cameron.
Yeah, we do love Jody.
No, I just like to have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
At our expense.
Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, man, really, really excited about the Jalen Phillips trade. I think he's going to be great as long as he stays healthy. I think this team's going to go far. And I also second the notion of trading for offensive line depth. I think with all the injuries and guys getting older, especially, unfortunately, Lane, definitely need to be ready if somebody goes down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without and especially with how much we want to run the football and the plan to keep playing all these games all the way through February, it's hugely important. And Drew, I'm with you on Jalen Phillips. A couple of years ago, when he was on Miami and Vic was there before he got hurt that season, I thought he was playing at a Pro Bowl level. He's got real talent in him as long as he can stay healthy here.
100%, 100%. Yeah, just really excited about the Phillips trade and man, the offense, they keep just getting better and better. We're going to be hard to stop like last year, maybe just in a more complete way.
Yep. And look, if they play the way they have the last couple of weeks, this thing could really start rolling because I like the way the pass game has been. And then finally, Saquon got going. All right, Drew, your guess for Hughes Clues to go to the Flyers game with us on December 3rd.
So I thought I had it with what I told Kyle, but obviously Hugh did not play in the city that I guess, and I mean, talk about being twisted into a pretzel. Hugh, come on, man. I mean, is this town in America?
It is in America. That I promise you that.
Listen, Drew, the thing you don't need to do is attack the guy that has the Hughes clues.
That's not a good look.
That's what everyone's doing.
I don't know, man. You play in Jacksonville. Give me Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia.
Did not play.
Not it, Drew. We appreciate it. All right.
I'm telling you, no one's going to get it. It's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous thought.
Not ridiculous. I can't wait to tell y'all my rationale.
Yeah, and nobody's going to agree.
Man,
like, nobody.
This one's going to last for months. We're going to go back for months to Hugh Douglas thought this was a Midwest
city. People are
city.
Never going to let you live this down.
And I don't care.
You will.
Well, you shouldn't. I'm glad you don't.
You might want it.
Because I vibrate at a different frequency.
Well, different frequency.
Yeah, not a higher one this time. This one's much lower.
Higher and different.
This one is much lower.
I think if you polled 350 million American people and said, is this city a Midwest city? Not one but you would say this.
It's me, and I have my rationale. As soon as y'all figure it out,
again,
I can
not
tell
rationale.
Y'all how I feel.
Mm. Okay.
It's the way I feel.
Rob in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Don't let me down, Rob. Rob letting us down.
I don't blame Rob if he bailed.
Rob's
that.
Like, listen, I'm done with this guy. Let's go to Jason in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason.
Yeah, guys, how you doing today?
Good, Jason. What's up?
All right. listen, I can't listen every day. So my first question is, what happened with the Uber thing with you?
We ain't found him yet. We still on the hunt.
We haven't found him yet, Jason. Now, when we were in Delaware for a show last week, I did plug, you know, in my Uber app. I was looking to see if I could get a ride, just to see if the other Hugh right. Douglas would pick me up. But, you know, I didn't see him in there. So we're still on the lookout for the make-believe Hugh
All
here.
Right. You guys got to find him. That's like a national story, I think. Once you do, it'll be really good. Okay, so here's why I'm calling, right? I think the Phils, I'm going to switch from football for just a second. I think they should try to get Schwarber, and I really think they should go after guys like Bader and those guys. But here are two words that need to change in the Phillies to get that team above the hump, right? Mm-hmm. 4 years, playoff team, we go home, we're all crushed every year. The guy's name is Kevin Law. What does he do when the Phillies go into a swoon?
He ain't
I don't
coach,
know.
Right?
I mean, I respect Dombrowski, but in that frickin' press conference, he's talking about what a great coach he is, and he's a good man. Well, that's just fine. But in business, when you fail to lead and develop people, I'm sorry, Kevin, we're going to have to make a change. And you bring somebody in. Look at Caleb Cotham, what he's done with the pitching staff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, he is excellent. He's the best coach we have. He's an excellent pitching coach.
Right. So please move Kevin Long, Dave Dombrowski, and I do respect you, Dave, but what in the world are you doing to us fans by bringing him back? Look at the playoff record. It's horrendous.
Yeah, and Jason, good phone call, man. My perspective on the Long thing is this. Look, he has a track record. A lot of players over years, you know, from the Yankees to the Mets to the Nationals to the Phillies have kind of said we like Kevin Long. But
he gets a lot of props, man.
He does. And I understand why certain guys he's been with for a long time, right? Trey and Bryce and Schwarber, they all swear by him. My issue with Kevin Long isn't those guys. Because they're at the point of their careers. They are what they are, right?
Like, yeah,
they're
it's good. The younger guys.
That's my issue. The younger guys here have not progressed under Kevin Long. Alec Bohm is the same guy he was when he got to the big leagues. He's fine. Like, it's nothing special. It's not bad, obviously, but it's not great. Bryson Stott, sure, better August and September, but it's been 4 years now, and Bryson Stott is fine. Like, that's my issue. And as we graduate some more young guys in the next few years, like an Aiden Miller, I don't trust that Kevin Long is going to graduate those guys and become anything special here. So, yeah, I feel like that is an issue here. By the way, speaking of an issue, I feel like we can't not address this story.
What you got?
Well, so I saw this morning, Hugh, or maybe an hour ago, from Bleacher Report here. I'm just going to read you what it says. I don't even know what to do with this besides, as a show, we have to address it. Tom Brady revealed that his current dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 2023. Okay? The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in, using blood collected prior to Lua's death. Let me say this. I'm a dog person, yeah. Love dogs. And I understand, you know, the idea that he probably loved his dog, right? And that dog passed.
Yeah, he missed the dog. He missed
this
it so
is
bad.
Psychotic behavior. It's crazy. It is crazy to clone your old dog and bring them back.
You know what I heard when you told me that story?
What'd you hear?
Damn, Tom Brady got long paper.
Well, of course he has long
Tom
paper.
Tom Brady got long paper.
Would you not agree this is crazy behavior?
No. I believe that's the behavior you exhibit when you got bread.
No, I wouldn't do that if I had that kind of bread.
Make mine extra cheese. Put some cheese on my bread. That's what I look. Yeah. When I heard that story, when you said it, I was like, damn, Tom Brady got long paper.
Of course he has as much paper as he wants.
He went to the company and he said,
make my dog again.
I miss my dog. And they said, we have the technology, better, stronger, faster. And they made, I'm like, damn, dog. How much that, like, seriously, that dog is the most expensivest dog on the planet.
Of course it is.
Because he cloned his dog. I wonder how close to his dog does it look?
It probably looks exactly like his dog.
Well, because when I hear clone, I'm thinking clone.
Like exact replica.
Like the spots or whatever, the markings are about the same. But my question is this. Do you have to train the dog again?
You think it comes out ready-made like the last
okay,
one?
We don't know about clones. Okay, I watched the Clone Wars. And when they clone Boba Fett,
you're right,
or Jango Fett, which one of them?
We don't know about clones. You're right.
They usually come out with some type of memory of the original. They're like a carbon copy. So I don't know. But the first thing I thought, I'm like, damn, Tom Brady got that bread.
No,
that's why
psychotic behavior.
Jaden Daniels' mom was all smiles when she saw him. Made me mad. I ain't got a chance.
Yeah, you're not close to that. Yeah.
I ain't got that kind of paper.
I like how you spun this back to your chances with Jaden Daniels' mama.
That's how my mind works.
Yeah, I know.
They ain't got that kind of paper. He got that long paper, though, man. That's long. You know how long your paper is for you to go in and say, make my dog again? You know how much that probably costs?
Millions and millions of dollars.
And he just was like, I just want my dog. I love my dog that much. I want my dog back.
It just feels, it's wrong. I don't know what else to say. Like, we can't be cloning pets.
But you know what, though, Joe? Since we're down this rabbit
hole.
Well,
I brought us here, yeah.
Probably been cloning a whole lot. Tom Brady just was the first one actually talking about it. Remember a couple years ago that the lady was talking about she had some clone kids? And then the kind of story just kind of went away?
Listen, guys, if we start cloning people, I'm out. I'm done.
I'm just saying. I know we're a sports show, but you went down this hole. Remember, vividly.
Are you pro-cloning or anti-cloning?
No, I remember vividly. The lady said she cloned some kids. It was like about, I would say about 15, 20 years ago. And then all of a sudden the story went away. And now you got Tom Brady with long paper, came back and told everybody just cavalierly, hey, I cloned my dog. So what you think?
You know, he definitely soft launched the story. There might be more clones.
You know what I'm saying?
He started with the dog to see how we handled all
this. And then you look how his face, Tom Brady might be a clone.
Well,
do you know what? Like, since we're here,
okay,
like
here
this
go.
is like people have been talking about that a lot. Like, you know, you talk about them plays that we don't like to talk about. They talk about the clones have been around a lot. Like they were talking about Jamie Foxx clone. Those people.
Are you a clone?
No, I don't think so. Hell, if I was a clone, I'd have cloned myself with some hair. I mean, come on, man. The hell, I'm going to do this hair?
If it's a direct clone, it can't have hair.
Yeah, it's you.
It's going to have the same cul-de-sac that you have.
If I'm a clone, damn it, you better figure out the hair gene and give me some long locks. Give me some long flowing.
I think it's safe to say no one would want to clone me. So you're just going to get one of me.
If
I get a clone, I'm going to get one with hair. And then I plant like with hell.
What do you mean? You say get a clone as if it's like a toy. Like it'd be a human. It'd be a being walking around.
The next time Tom Brady doing a game, I'm like, yo, dog, how much do clones cost?
When's the next time they're here? We got to ask Brady this.
Let me get my wallet and see how much money I got for the clone.
I need a video of you walking up to the press box.
Hey, wait a minute, Joe. I'm looking at my wallet.
Hey, Tom, how much for that clone dog you got there?
I ain't got enough money. I can look at my wallet. I ain't got enough money.
You got empty?
I got a bunch of ones.
It's psychotic behavior.
Like I'm going to Magic City. I go to Magic City and get a clone.
She just went to in June. Kareem in South Philly. What's up, Kareem?
What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Listen. I'm just trying to figure out how we ain't pull the trigger on this Sauce Gardner situation. Mm-hmm. Like, if they were speculating that Howie was willing to give up three for Myles Garrett, I would give up two first rounders so that I could solidify my backfield, knowing that the young guns that I got up front is already going to get a push if I got two lockdown corners. I'm not worrying about nothing on that back end. And then you still got Cooper Jejean sitting there in the slot, and I really think that Blankenship need to go next year. But besides that, like I would have gave up two for how you gonna let the Colts get them and toughen up what they got going on over there, even though they exposed Daniel Jones. This week. But
yeah, he had a bad week. Five turnovers. But Kareem, look, the Sauce Gardner move is the most interesting one so far. Hugh, would you have traded two ones for Sauce?
Man, that's no.
No.
No. No. No.
So Sauce track record don't with him next to Quinion, that don't solidify.
No, I mean, I hear you, but I wouldn't have gave
it. I think the problem is we already have Quinion.
So
the Myles Garrett thing would be like the centerpiece on that defensive line.
Also, I think
we had Quinion and we had big play Slice.
Yeah, they did.
We need two.
Well, so here's
that doesn't mean you give up two firsts.
Right, Kareem, I would have given up one first for him. Two is pretty rich. Obviously, three is the Myles Garrett price. Look, he's a good player. He's not as great as Myles Garrett, and he hasn't been as consistent.
Myles Garrett might be the best player in the league.
I'm interested to see what he does in Indianapolis because, like, it could be a great move for them. He could go back to being a great corner, and all of a sudden they're a contender. Well, you know, we'll see how it plays out. All right, Kareem, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Please.
Wilberforce, Ohio.
Goodness. Hugh did not play professional football in Wilberforce, Ohio.
And I think I
also
said
it's
that.
In the Midwest.
I said that.
You may have broken Hughes Clues
this is,
forever.
This is the worst Hughes Clues we've ever done.
You think this is real funny?
I do. I do. Because, listen, I'm a simple man. And y'all can do with that whatever you please. Mm-hmm. And I teed it up for you.
Well,
I teed it up this
again,
morning.
You
got to listen.
And can we just reiterate, Hugh Douglas played professional football in this city. Somebody guessed Jacksonville.
So I think, I don't know where the last answer came from, but I do think there could be a little bit of confusion. Not he played professionally for a game. His home city for his professional team was in
this city.
He played for this city.
I like how y'all
try. I'm trying to help. We have one segment to go. The clock's ticking.
Because you know what? I hadn't considered, what am I going to do if we don't give this prize away?
We're going to give it away. We're going to give it away.
Well, I mean, this is the hardest one so far because it is a ridiculous thought you had this morning. And it sprung 3.5 hours of this. You're never going to live it down. Never.
I don't never live anything that I do that. What are you talking about?
That is true.
And yet I still persevere. I'm a persevere through this day.
You're going to need
it. And I'm going to get ready for the next day.
215-592-9494. Your last chance to win this prize. 4-pack of tickets. The Flyers and the Sabres on December 3rd. All right, a few more cracks at it. You people. Plus, an NFL coach being a real bully yesterday. You're going to want to hear this. Some funny audio. Actually, maybe laugh, even though this was serious bully behavior. That, and we'll get any updates on any more NFL trades. What do you want the Eagles to do by 4 o'clock? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The NBA season is back, people, and the Fanatic Sportsbook is already running plays straight out of an NBA championship playbook. Here's the deal. You guys have heard me talk about fan cash. Remember, every time you bet with Fanatic Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash, win or lose. So even if you bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash. Fan cash unlocks real value. You can flip into authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access to exclusive Fanatics events with NBA legends. But that's not the only play, people, because as the listeners know, where other sports let injuries box you out, Fanatics Fair Play protects all bets from first half injury across pro football and pro basketball. So if your player goes out with an injury, Fanatics Sportsbook keeps your bet in play. Make the switch and get more ways to win with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.